Peace and greetings, peace and greetings. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in today to your edition of Everything Real Estate with your host, Maurice Muhammad. I'm Maurice Muhammad, broker, owner of Progressive Realty. Currently, I'm the director of a Torchlight Real Estate Academy and broker in the state of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and as of recent, newly licensed in Michigan. We are here today for this episode with a very special guest, Alyssa Chandler. She is new to the industry, a new real estate professional, and we are here with sharing information with the industry on, you know, what's coming up, what's happening in COVID, real estate in COVID. And, you know, so today we are honored to have a guest with us, a very special guest, someone that's new to the industry and the future of real estate, just quite frankly, just the future of real estate. So we are in our new agent series where we are highlighting new licensees and new agents and bringing information to you as it relates to real estate. Last year, 2019, according to the National Association of Realtors, it was millennials that helped to boost the market sales and helped to make the numbers better as it relates to home ownership. So in 2019, millennials took the step of abandoning the apartment and purchasing a home. So, you know, we have some new millennials and young people entering into the business and into the industry, and it's exciting. I'm very pleased to be able to rub elbows and be in partnership with them. And today is no different with us. So you're viewing Everything Real Estate, your source for real estate is your real estate podcast, your real estate information source. We are here to serve the community and bring to you information, everything real estate related. We welcome your questions. We welcome your input. Please join the chat, share, like, and share, and share this information with anyone that you think that could benefit from it. We'll be continuing to bring you information. We also have a podcast that deals strictly with property management, and that is our Ribby podcast that talks about property management for the real estate professional. But this podcast here is mainly for those that may have have real estate questions and anything that is all real estate questions related. We are run series. We're right now currently in our series of new licensees. We interviewed new licensees last week, and we'll be continuing to do that for weeks to come. And today is no different. So that is, you have it, who we are and why we do what we do. We're here to serve, and it's about serving the community and providing you with information that will help your real estate purchase, help your real estate knowledge, and help you to grow in the area of real estate. There's no more land being made. So, you know, that being said, you know, we are here to share our experience, strength, and our hope with you all. So, Miss Alyssa Chandler, she is a graduate. She graduated North Plainfield High School, graduate of the year 2014, majored in business at Strayer University, and attended the Torchlight Real Estate Academy in 2017, and a mother of 1 9-month-old baby boy. Yep. And she definitely stood out always throughout the class as she, you know, took the course. So I wanted to share some information as it related to Generation Z. So the generation that is the age 10 through 24, they, according to studies and reports, according to Freddie Mac, are the most diverse generation that we have. Estimate being able to buy their first home by the age of 30. And upbeat about home ownership and future finances. And this is according to studies by Freddie Mac. Generation Z behaviors. So this is for those that are new in the business. And if you're just new to the business and just getting your real estate license, it's not always about what's taught, but it's about what's caught. So information on, targeting, you can get some information here from this podcast that you can take to really enhance your business. So if you're targeting, that is a whole target audience that you could, be going after. And so without any further ado, I want to bring on our guest and talk to so we can get the conversation started with Ms. Alyssa Chandler. Again, she graduated Plainfield High School in 2014. She's a business major at Strayer University, and she attended a Torchlight Real Estate Academy. I know that school very well. That is a good school. You should check them out. Yep. She's a mother of one 9-month-old baby boy. And we're going to add Ms. Chandler to the stream. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi.
Yep. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Sure, for sure. So, as I was just sharing, some information on the millennial, which is millennial generation, which is your generation. According to NAR, they stated that 2019, the millennial home purchase was one of the categories that helped to boost the market, helped to boost the market in purchasing. So I'm only saying that to say that, that is your market, and that is a good target audience for you, and those that are listening that may be new in the business. And according to the report that NAR put out, they definitely predict that the trend still continues through 2021. So can you just tell us a little bit about who you are? Who are you? Yes.
There you go. I graduated from Plainfield in 2014, and I studied and majored in business at Strayer University, right? I attended Torchlight Real Estate Academy.
That's a good point.
Taught by yours truly, in 2017. And yeah.
And a top student, I might add, out in class. I have to say that. Just to throw that in there, and that plug in there for sure. Alyssa was always had the answers, and could always count on the answer coming up. When we had quizzes, I could always count on the answer coming right from wherever she was sitting at. We would hear it coming.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. All right. So, what prompted you to get into real estate? What made you get into real estate?
Honestly, all those barbershop talks, so you, got everybody into it, the whole family. And I was like, maybe that's something I want to do. I used to always watch HGTV with my dad and see different agents and stuff. And it's like, oh, I want to do that. That's something I want to do.
Yeah.
And, you had a lot of knowledge about it, and
we're glad you entered into the business, by the way, because you definitely did something when you first year in the business, you hit the ground running, and definitely not everybody gets to do always do transactions in a first year. Sometimes it takes a while, but that was a feat that you definitely did. So to me, that says that you have a long history in the business for me. That's just my input. Definitely look forward to seeing what you bring. We're definitely glad that you are in the industry. So you said you got into the business based with the barbershop conversations and all the conversations your parents talked to you into getting into real estate. Thanks, mom and dad.
For sure.
Yep. Because definitely Alyssa's an asset. She will be an asset wherever she goes. And so what food chain have you chosen in real estate? you know, meaning property management. You know, have you decided, like, what food chain, if any?
I haven't really decided.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So I think as an agent, like, especially as a new agent, you should keep your options open because, you know, you might start off doing something and then want to change it later. Like, I acted as a buyer's agent my first time for my first transaction. Mm-hmm. And maybe next time I want to do something on the selling side or the listing side, or, you know, I think it's just good to have a broad range of stuff.
Definitely. You know, and speaking of that, that's the beauty of real estate. And that's, I don't think that's promoted enough, the importance and the value of how broad real estate is and how much it's just not just driving people around and showing houses. And I say it all the time, it's just broad. You can be on the buyer side one day, you could be doing commercial real estate another, you know, and it's definitely also staying on top of and educating yourself and staying, whatever the food chain you pick, just strive to be, you know, educate yourself and stay on top of it, your game and learning and being well-versed and learned in that for sure. So you said you didn't decide what you're going to conquer yet, keeping your options open. Maybe being on the sell side, a listing agent, which is good. So to that point, I'll bring out my tip for today, since you said that about listings. So according to NAR, 8% of home for sale by owners is only 8% of homes sold was sold by for sale by owners. What does that mean? That means that, and of that 8%, the seller were median age of 57 years old, and they were married couples. The median price was between $242,300 to be exact. So what that means is for sale by owners is a good target market. That's a market to target. So when you see for sale by owner signs, get those numbers. And it don't, if you're new in the industry, get those numbers for sale by owners. And make the phone call, because what, in my experience with for sale by owners, it's always about timing, you know. And if you catch them right, a lot of times when they realize that, you know, they're only getting, of course, now with technology, the reach of getting the property exposed has widened. However, the risk is still there, because you don't know how to protect. You don't know who's coming to your property. You don't know if they're qualified. You know, if your purpose is to sell a home, you don't know if they're qualified. So my point is just that, you know, for sale by owners is a good market area to target. If you have a desire to, it's a good way to get listings, you know, FSBOs. So those properties that you see for sale by owners on, get those numbers in. You could reach out to them and get them as a listing. So when you took your class, was there anything different in the class that you took than what you expected? So that's, that question makes sense. The real estate. So
like,
when I took my class, my first thought was I had a whole different concept of what my expectations was. Then when I got there, I realized it was more than just a real estate class. It was more to it, more involved. So I guess the question is, when you took the class, did you go in with one expectation? When you got there, it was totally different.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, you go and you're thinking like, how hard could it be to like learn about houses or something?
Uh-huh.
And then you go in and you take the class, and it's like there's so many different things that you have to learn, like the guidelines and all this different stuff. It's just a lot more than you would expect.
Gotcha. So it was more than what you expected. Anything in particular that you particularly would think that someone could benefit from, that you can tell that maybe may have a desire to do it and be thinking about it, or maybe struggling with something? Anything that you think that right now that may, they may be in the class or taking the class or struggling with the exam? Is there anything you can share with somebody that they might be able to benefit from as a new or in the course or is in class right now preparing to take the exam?
I don't personally I don't know, honestly. Just make sure you study. Like, study. You yep. just really have to study.
No, that's good. No, that's enough. That is definitely good. So what should those in the real estate business or game be put on notice about? What do you plan to? What's your plan? 2020, we're on the end of 2020. Heels of a real rough year for, you know, most. And we're getting ready to go into 2021. What should be everybody be on notice about? What should the industry be prepared from? Watch out for, Alyssa. What should they be prepared to be put on notice? What should they expect from you that you're going to, you know, what do you plan to do to change the game?
Well, I think there's often this common misconception about real estate. You know, a lot of younger people, you know, millennials like me, don't think or have the means to buy a house, or so they don't think, you know what I mean? So I think for like 2020 or 2021, it's more of getting the younger generation into their homes and, you know, trying to shift the market a little bit, you know, to show that people of all backgrounds, ages, and whatever can actually buy a home, you know.
That's powerful. So that is to help people to know that they can buy a home. That yes. you can, no matter what background you come from, what age you are, no matter what ethnicity, whatever, whoever you are, you can buy a home.
Yes.
Is that what I heard? I think that's yes. what I heard you say. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that is powerful because it's true. I like to say, and people, you know, most people are 90 days away from being able to purchase. If you've been employed for 2 years, you have it doesn't require 20% down. You can get in the house with 3.5% down. And by the way, we will be having a home buyers workshop on the 22nd. And you can go to, I'll put the link in the chat, but you can go to, Eventbrite and get your ticket. And it's free. Well, it's free. We'll have home buyers workshop as well as foreclosure prevention. So if you are struggling, COVID just hit everybody, a lot of people, you know. So we have some, assistance for those that may be struggling with their home, and we're going to have information for those that want to buy a home. So hopefully you'll be available the 10, I think. So welcome to come. So I lost my thought. So with your intent is to help people to get into a home, or most people are 90 days away from purchasing. So,
yeah, and a lot of people don't even know that, you know, yeah,
exactly. So
like, I can't afford this, but you can, you know, yeah. if Good. You can rent, you can buy.
There you go. That's right. Now that's true. If you can rent, you can buy, because often sometimes cheaper, especially with the interest rates that's so low right now, you know, so was your buyer paying less rent? Did he pay less rent for his mortgage when he moved in, or did his mortgage payment go up? You know, was it more or less when he got into his purchase?
Well, my buyer was in a different situation. Okay. Yeah.
That's all right. So yeah. I want because oftentimes it could be cost you less to own, depending on.
Yeah, it can. Mm-hmm. For sure.
It doesn't require a large down payment. Mm-mm. The idea mainly is to just at least engage someone. If you are engage a real estate professional or somebody, and just get the ball, just ask and see where you are with it. It doesn't hurt to find out where you are and if you are qualified and if you do qualify. You may be surprised that you do qualify and it doesn't require much down. And there's assistance available. There's down payment assistance money available. We plan to present some down payment assistance programs next week at the home buyer seminar. So even if you don't have all the money, there's programs and down payment assistance available to you. So why should clients choose you?
Well,
for one of the largest, possibly largest transactions of a lifetime for them. Why should they choose you?
Well, you know, as an agent, we really work for the buyer. So we're doing what they want. Like, I personally, like, I'm going to try and find you something that of what you want in your home to. Like, how do I describe it? It's, sorry, give me a second.
No, you're good. You're okay.
No, I'm thinking about what I want to say, but I can't form the words. I said I'm thinking, but the words aren't like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
you gonna find the house for? I ain't trying to put words in your mouth. You gonna find? You said you work for the buyer, and are you gonna find what they asked for? Or
yeah, like that's the goal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It may not be perfect, but mm-hmm. you essentially do what mm-hmm. they want. You know, so you want to find a house that they can make a home for mm-hmm. themselves, you know, and I think that's like important. And with my generation, we're more, you know, technologically advanced than older real estate agents, or you know, we have more knowledge into technology, so we mm-hmm. can spread that.
And that's one of the benefits I think that you have, and you're going to be definitely explode in that arena in using your technology and what you know your database of, you know, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, all those platforms are necessary to have, and using that technology to reach people, because often that's where the search starts, you know, and that's where it begins. So using that technology is a plus. And quite honestly, if you're not using it, you're going to be left behind in the industry, you know, because the industry is definitely going that way. Everything is done, especially with, you know, ability to have what we're doing today wasn't heard last year. We wasn't doing this, you know. So technology plays a big part in the real estate aspect. So what's your thoughts on, you know, technology and, you know, how you're going to reach your peers? You know, what do you think?
Well, I think right now is actually a really good time because of COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, everything has become so based on technology, like hosting Zoom meetings, or, you know what I mean? So there are different platforms that you can take, and you can say, hey, I'm going to do this 360 tour of this house. Let's see if we draw any interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think that's something. So
if people want to get, if they want to use you and allow you to serve them, and how can they get your service, and how can they reach you if they want to do business with you or work with you? What's the best way they can get a hold of you?
Okay, so you can call me, honestly. Probably leave a message, and I'll get back to you.
Into the pool.
or email. I don't know. Maybe I can put my email on the link or something in the comment, and my phone.
What's your phone number? I'm going to put it in their chat for people to see it.
Okay, 908-531-2425.
2425. That's a good number. That's easy enough to remember.
Yeah.
That's good. So buyers, sellers, if you're interested in working with Alyssa and help having her to serve you for any of your real estate needs, you can reach her at 908-531-2425. And that number again is 908-531-2425. She will definitely, you won't be disappointed. That's for sure. It will definitely serve you. So what's your email address? If for those people that would like to email, you can text that. Can they text that number as well? Let them be text.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. You can text or call that number, 908-531-2425. And you can email her at
Chandler@ATL Realty.
I, you know, A-C-H. A-N-D-L-E-R at A-T-L Realty, right? Dot org?
Yes.
I should know that.
That's in your email.
All right. Yep. So you can email her at achandler@atlrealty.org. So do you have any, what would you say to the person that's, two questions I got. One, what would you say to the person that's considering getting into the real estate business and maybe a millennial and maybe your age group? What do you think some of the fears that they might have, you know, that you can help them to overcome?
I think the biggest fear of getting into real estate is knowing that the pay is based on commission, but there are so many things that you can do in real estate to earn money.
Mm-hmm.
That honestly, it can be a steady flow of income for you. So for example, there's property management. You can be a referral agent. You can do BPOs and HUD and all that stuff, you know? So there are plenty of ways to make money in real estate. So if that's one of your fears, don't be scared.
Great, great, great answer. Thank you for that. I know that helped some people. I know that helped somebody for sure. You know, that was a tip that helped somebody that was in. Yes, it is commission-based. However, definitely broaden your thinking, and because if you bring other skills, like assistant skills, you already come in the door, you know, with the right opportunity, for the right opportunity to make a steady income, you know, and you have a license, you know. Always negotiate. Don't go to the table. I just like to say, go to the table always with your head up. You know, because it's an industry, it's a business that it could be intimidating and a little bit intimidating when you go and you interview with your broker. When you interview with the broker, you interview that broker as well, because you're bringing something to the table as a newly licensed person. You're bringing something to the table and you're bringing something to the equation. So go, you know, knowing that, walking in with that confidence that you are bringing something to the equation, you know, as well, that you're not just, well, I'm in real estate and I'm at your mercy. Nope, you come to the table with something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would add to that. You know, definitely BPOs. There's money in BPOs. With technology, you can do well with BPOs, especially now with where we're going. You know, this market tends to look like what we looked like in 2008, where the market was, you know, where it looked like we did have a whole lot of foreclosures. And before the property goes to foreclosure, the bank needs to know the value. And that's where the BPO company's coming at. I know of agents that was making $800-$900 a week just on BPOs alone. You know, so to your point, Alyssa, you're right. BPOs is definitely a source of income. You can find these other ways to have income streams in addition. Do you have anything that you like to, any part words you want to leave with the people that you might think that, oh, I have one more question, I'm sorry. For the home buyer or seller, what would you say to that person? Do you think that they should, something at a home, either someone considering to buy or sell, what would you say to them? Any tip you would have for someone that is looking to buy or sell? Because we talked about because I asked you about the student, someone being interested in getting their license. So I wanted to ask you about the seller or the buyer. Get your thoughts on that. Anything?
Well, in the market right now, I'd say just to be patient, you know, and to be honest, like be honest with us and tell us your expectations so that we can help you reach them. You
know? Yeah.
Like you have to tell us what you expect. If you are buying your home, what do you want? Mm-hmm. What do you expect? If you're selling your home, what do you want? You know, like how much do you want?
Yep.
You know, you have to be patient and honest, honestly, because it's a process, you know.
No, thank you. So just to recap, I want to just recap on the takeaways. You said, you know, don't let for a millennial that may be getting in the business and really unsure about the commission base, don't let that deter you, right? You can, there's other ways you can find. So if you have a desire and you're interested in getting into real estate and becoming a real estate agent, you know, don't let that deter you, because it's commission based. There's other ways that you can earn money in real estate, and you can keep your day job as well. It's another option. You also stated that that you can buy. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the myth that you can't buy. That was a valuable point that you brought out. You know that you can buy, and that you know you may be if you can rent, you can afford to buy. That was another good takeaway. Definitely, if you can rent, you can afford to buy. If you've been on your job for 2 years, you have, you know, decent credit. And if your credit is not the best, you still, often cases, you're 90 days away from buying a home. You can repair some things and fix something. There's always a way. So don't be afraid to go after it, was what another takeaway that I got from you, what you stated. And for those that want to reach you and do business with you, can you give them your contact information? And I'll give it to you again. It's here in the chat. And it's 908-531-2425. And you can email Alyssa at achandler@atlrealty.org. achandler@atlrealty.org. And that anything else? Any part words? Any last words you'd like to share with the listeners that may see this, that are on now and that may see it later? Because it'll run, we're going to keep running it. And get you. If you don't have anything, it's okay. Yeah, this is made to be formal. We want people to be, you got congratulations from Steve, Brother Steve. We want it to be formal. He said, congratulations on becoming an agent. Yeah.
Thank you,
my brother Steve. So, yep. And that's the idea, the whole purpose of this is to make it informal. And any questions you have is we want to be able to provide answers and give you answers for you to really deserve and give you information from what we've learned and to share what we know and what we've, you know, gained, the knowledge that we've gained in real estate. And to let the community know and let people know that you have someone that really has your back and is going to make it work for you. You know, we're going to work for you. You know, we are truly, truly here to serve and desirous of serving. You're welcome. And you are welcome. You're welcome. I said, thank you. So that is it. No more for myself. I really thank you for your time. I appreciate you for joining us. Thank you for your tips. I do believe you help people with what you shared. And I think that it was beneficial. And I look forward to your success and you coming back maybe in 6 months and seeing where you are and seeing how you slay in 21, showing how you slay 21.
Oh, yeah.
2021 and slaying the business, because 2021 is going to be a real good year. Definitely claiming it now. So no more for myself. Again, I'm your host, Maurice Muhammad, with Everything Real Estate. And we are in our new agent series. And we have our guest. We're wrapping up with Alyssa Chandler. She's given some jewels and tips and pointers and good information to those that may be in the market to become a real estate agent, as well as buyers. We want to thank you all for showing up and listening and tuning in. And with that, we God bless you and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.